English 419, Multimedia Writing, CourseCast 34, November 19. Okay, good morning. You know what we're doing? Today we have draft materials done. We contacted the client with mock-ups, the ones that we posted to Google Docs already. I got an email from the client saying they have a meeting this morning at 9, where they'll share those, and then they'll email me back later today. So hopefully we'll be able to know which way we're going with our design today. We also want to make sure, in terms of the drafts we have today, we probably at this point really don't have front-end code, do we, because we don't know which way to go with it. So really the mock-ups, I guess, can take that place. We do also have our design plan, our documents team, hopefully, that under control. The change document, too, there may not be much we can do with that at this juncture. But I will be sharing those things with the client. Also, our Gantt chart is published as a web page, so they'll be able to see that and track our progress. Are there any questions right now? Okay. Let's just remember that, well, we've got this today, although it's pretty well in hand. Let's just make sure we get that controlled. Hopefully, if we hear back from the client, within a day or two, there won't be this big lag where we're just, sitting on our hands waiting for feedback. So hopefully we'll be able just to keep moving with that. Next Monday is the last day to turn in your project resubmissions. Just remember, when you do those, you can do project one or two, not both, just one. I just need the original, so what I gave you, and then your revisions. And I do want to see all parts of it, which means the design plan, the post-mortem, and the text itself. And as I pointed out before, if you just fix, a grammar mistake here and that's it, that's really not going to change your grade. It won't lower it. But if you want to see a significant change in your grade, you'll have to have a commensurate revision of your work. So last time I turned that in is Monday. Just remember to turn that in because, if you're going to, you don't have to. But remember to turn in all those parts because that's the last day. If you don't have that stuff on that day, that's it. That's our last chance. I just physically don't have time otherwise. So that's the last day to turn those in. But any questions about that? Okay, so that's that. Pretty much that's it for the semester. We'll have our final work due, on the 12th of December. We do have a couple of things at the end in the context of the project to take care of, like the evaluations, but we don't really have to worry about that for a while still, so you can keep that on the back burner. That's really pretty much all we got to do. Hopefully this will be wrapped up before finals week. The 12th is the week before finals, so you won't have to worry about this. If, it spills into finals week a little bit, we may have to do a couple of things there, but don't freak out about that. And we don't have a final in this class, so that's pretty much it. Anything right now? Okay, leadership, guys, do you want to, or organization and coordination, do you guys want to?
We have much to say.
Okay. Maybe we can just check in with the Gantt chart and make sure we all know what we're going to be doing today and in the next couple of days.
What did we change something?
Oh, and some of you have emailed me if you have not signed in the sign up sheet. I do go over the sign-up sheet, and I write your name in if you're not here. So the chances are very, very good that if the sign-in sheet doesn't get to you, I've still got you on the sheet.
Well, like he was saying, we sent in the mock-ups to the client. We weren't expecting a response so fast, so we're going to have to change the Gantt chart to, according to that. That's going to be great that we're getting it today. In terms of where we're at, we have the mock-ups. I think you guys have everything for the rough draft. Back end's still working on some stuff. Front end hasn't started. quite yet, but we're
talking about the website back up.
Yes,
yeah,
it
the
is.
Website, you know, it might not be a bad idea to get what you need from it now.
That's what we're doing.
You know, if
yeah.
it flakes out.
All right, so they're getting the code they need. Design plan's almost done. We have our mock-ups for the due date today.
One thing I wanted to bring up, guys, make sure you're keeping things like for the remainder of the mock-ups or anything that you're doing, keep it professional, because we had an issue where there was some unprofessional stuff on one of the mock-ups, and we don't want to have that. You just, if you have to put on filler, just put on straight, like, okay, this is where the text would go or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, a lot of these things are going to be shared with the client, so you just want to keep in mind that they're going to be viewed by
There's a website called Libsum, LIPSUM.com, that just generates weird Latin. And you can have it generate like one paragraph or like 5,000 paragraphs.
Do you guys know what lorem ipsum is?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, then I won't go into my spiel. It has a long, rich history. But I'm sure I've told my horror stories in this class about when you use filler text. This is an actual story. It sounds like an urban legend, but when someone was in a yearbook staff was marking people's names. They didn't have the names yet, so they were just putting in, you know, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, which is fine. But then they also put some F, you say the F word. And, of course, that didn't get picked up because they never found out some of the real names. So the yearbook came out with, you know, Jim Jones, Sally, some fucker. Tom. So make sure you do not do that. Always just use, you know, write filler text. Use lorem ipsum. Use it, you know, in a case like that, it's fine to use Disney character name, although Disney would sue you. But you know, it's fine to use stuff like that. But just keep in mind that things like that have a way of being seen.
Good. Other than that, guys, we really don't have much to say. Do you guys have anything you'd like to bring up?
I guess this is it's starting to turn in stuff at the end of the day.
Okay, we're running out of time. I guess we all know where we are. I just need to make sure I get the draft stuff, and I'll turn that over to them today. And do be aware of the Monday deadline for project resubmissions. Anything else right now? Okay. I will see you on Friday. Oh, work log on Friday, but I'll remind you then.